Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. During the month of July and August, we've been going over the topic of justification. Now, if you've missed any of these messages, you can listen to the prior ones directly from our website. That website address is www.independencebaptist.org. Now, some of the prior scriptures that we've used have been Isaiah chapter 53, verse 11, and Romans chapter 8, verse 30. Now, this week, Pastor Reynolds will be starting in Romans chapter 3, verse 10. So if you have your Bibles handy, you can turn to Romans chapter 3, verse 10 as we hand the message over to Pastor Reynolds.
Salvation is given to every individual, not in consideration of any works of righteousness that the person has ever done. But salvation comes to a person solely through faith in the Redeemer's blood. And it is by virtue of this believing in Christ that His perfect righteousness, that is God's perfect righteousness, is freely imputed to all believers by God alone. Now, to prove this point, we want to look in the book of Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3, beginning in verse 10, the Bible says here, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one." This passage states very clearly that there is none righteous. Therefore, if none is righteous, how can any person ever come to the place of knowing that they are going to heaven when they die? This is a valid question. The Bible states that there is none good. The Bible states that there is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. There is nobody in the entire world that is seeking after God. The Bible states in verse 12 that they are all gone out of the way, that there is none good, no, not one. How could that be? That nobody is any good at all? Wow, this is a marvelous misstatement, could we say, that the Word of God has said? Unfortunately, it's not a misstatement. This is absolutely the truth, that there is none righteous, no, not one. Not a one of all the millions of people that have ever been born upon this world. There is none good. No, not one. The Bible goes on in verse 13. The Bible said their throat is an open sepulcher. That is, their throat is like an open graveyard. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips. The poison of the snake is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. The Bible goes on and says in verse 15, their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. This is a terrible indictment upon every person. No person is fit for the kingdom of God. The way they are, the way people live, is a just condemnation of who they are and how wicked they are before an almighty and a holy God. Notice in verse 18, the Bible said there is no fear of God before their eyes. There is no fear at all before God. In verse 19, the Bible continues here and says, "Now we know that whatsoever things the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God." Understand what a condemnation that this is to all people. There is none that doeth good. There is not a person that would stand up and say, "I will always do right." This is the reason that Jesus Christ has come into the world. All the world is guilty before Almighty God. You know, it's one thing to be guilty before your peers, but it's another thing altogether to be guilty before God. Because when a person goes to trial, goes to jury, and the jury finds them guilty, that is, people look at the evidence, and there they have found this person to be guilty. And that's bad. But all those people are guilty before God of gross sin in the sight of God. There is none that doeth good. There is none that seeketh after God. There is none that understandeth. You see, that's what the Bible says. In verse 20 of Romans chapter 3, the Bible says, "Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference." The Bible makes it very clear here in these places that every person without God is helpless. They're hopeless. They're in great despair. Every person without God is going to spend their eternity in the lake of fire. But we have salvation given to us by Jesus Christ. The Bible said in verse 22, "Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference." Listen, we have the righteousness of God by the faith of Jesus Christ. The Bible said in verse 23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Every person, the Bible states, has sinned. Every person has come short of the glory of God. Every person is doomed to a devil's hell eternally without Jesus Christ. Every person will die. Every person is going to come to the place of understanding that their works are nothing at all, and that what they need is Jesus Christ. The Bible says in verse 24 of Romans chapter 3, "Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." The way that we have salvation is very simple. It is by the grace of Almighty God. It is through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, and in Christ Jesus alone. In verse 25, the Bible says, "Whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God." Yes, it is by the power of God that every person is brought to the place of understanding that without Christ, there is no hope for them at all. The Bible states in verse 26, "To declare, I say, at this time, His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus." The plain truth is that every person is lost. Every person cannot do enough to ever wash away their own sins. We need someone to take our place. And Jesus Christ is the one that has taken our place on the cross of Calvary. Jesus Christ is the one that justifies every person that comes to Him, recognizing that they are no good at all, recognizing before God Almighty that they are full of sin, that they actually deserve to go into eternal hell. There is nothing good about any person. We might think that there is, We might look at a person and say, well, this is a good person, this is a bad person. But God looks at people, and God says that all have sinned and all have come short of the glory of God. This is the reason that Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary. Jesus Christ didn't die for some without dying for all. You see, Jesus Christ paid the price on the cross of Calvary that sinners who recognize that they're a sinner can come to Christ and trust Christ and be saved before it is eternally too late. In verse 27, the Bible says, where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. There is no way that any person could ever boast about anything at all except to boast in what Christ has done for them on the cross of Calvary. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, there was two people that died with him that day. There were two thieves that died. One turned to Christ and said, I'm guilty. Lord, I want salvation. I know that I've not done anything in all of my entire life to deserve this. And Jesus turned to this man and he said that this man this day would be with him in paradise. What a glorious thought that is. But the other thief never turned to Christ. The other thief never looked at what he had done in all of his life. The other thief railed on Christ and said, why, take us down this day from this cross. Stop this suffering. Stop all this pain. Stop all this that we're in. You see, the person that recognizes before God that they're guilty, they recognize before God that they're going to spend an eternity in hell. This is the one that Jesus Christ came to save. This is the one that he shed his blood for. This is the one that Jesus Christ died on the cross for. Jesus Christ is a wonderful God. The Bible states in verse 28, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. And that's absolutely the truth. A man is justified by faith. Just simply believing in Christ is enough to grant eternal life to an individual. But a person must always trust Christ and Christ alone. And Jesus Christ can wash away all of their sins.
Now, earlier this morning in the message, Pastor Reynolds stated, all the world is guilty before the Almighty God. Now today, if you're lost, we pray that you will see your condition before God and repent of your sins, turn to Christ, and believe that He came, died for your sins, arose again, bringing victory over sin, death, and hell. He alone is our redemption. It's Christ that makes us justified before God. If you have additional questions about salvation or other topics you've heard on the broadcast, you can always call us at 636-673-2180, or even better, just stop and talk to us. You can find us at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. We're there every Sunday morning starting at 10 a.m. for Sunday school. We'll be there at 11 a.m. for worship services. We typically, some of us stay after services for fellowship meal. We stay and have questions and answer sessions about different items in the Bible. And then at 3:45, we'll have a prayer meeting. And then at 4:30, we'll have worship services again. So anytime on Sunday, feel free to stop by and talk to us. You'll also find us there at the building on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. for a Bible study. And again, I always want to remind people, you can also reach us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from our website. Again, that website address was www.independencebaptist.org. And on that website, you'll find additional contact information along with articles, books, and audio messages that are available. Well, our time for today is up, but we do want to thank you for listening and also remind you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message about justification.